From PNC Bank on Crocker Road in Westlake, Vic Carucci here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, my partner, he is back in Berea at our studios. We've got a lot of people here enjoying this day on a Call Your Shot Friday. You call us up at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And we are pleased to be joined right now by former Browns defensive back, Felix Wright. How you doing, Felix?
Oh, I'm doing all right. What a great day.
It's an amazing day and an amazing idea here, this whole Paint the Town Browns.
Yes.
With an event like this to kind of kick it off. And in the building in Berea, and I know you've been there
Many
times, we've decked that whole place out. It feels like that collegiate or almost high school Friday before
right,
the big game.
Right. It's an awesome feeling. In fact, I came last year when I think they started this deal, and it was a great deal last year, and it's even bigger this year.
Oh, yeah, much, much bigger, and enjoying it very much. Well, Felix, I want to start off by, first of all, your thoughts and your take. You've seen this team do what it did through the offseason, a lot of work to, and most of it concentrated on making this defense better, the acquisitions they made there, going to a 3-4 scheme, bringing in Ray Horton, bringing in Paul Kruger and company. Just your general thoughts on how you see this defense functioning now that it has all this infusion of talent and a new coach with a highly respected reputation that I know you know running things.
Well, I think last year they had a decent defense, but I think they definitely upgraded it. And I like the 3-4 because that's what I played when I played.
Sure.
With the four athletic linebackers, and I think we got some good ones. And our secondary has gotten better as well. My philosophy, if we can just get back and we can, put Joe Hayden and the other corner, I don't know.
Well, it'll be Chris Owens, I'm glad you asked that because that's the question mark. Chris Owens, Buster Screen showed up on the injury report today, so that's a little bit of a little angst there. And there's a rookie named Leon McFadden in the mix as well. But, Chris Owens, who came in from Atlanta.
I know Joe Hayden, he's going to handle his position.
Sure.
And if we can get that other quarter handle his position, I think we're going to be fine. You can put nine on their 11. I think we'll be successful. But, other than the Indianapolis game, I think they had a great preseason. I feel real comfortable with them. I'm looking at a much better record than we had the last couple years.
Sure.
And I think we're on our way to winning again, having a winning franchise.
You feel good about it.
I feel good about it. And you never know. You win some that you're not supposed to. You win all your home games, and then you're in position.
Felix, Nathan Zagura here from Berea at the Cleveland Browns headquarters. Good to talk to you. As you look at this team and you talk about some of the changes in the offseason, week number one, you have new coaches, new regime here. How important is this game to get started on the right foot, protect your home field on Sunday at First Energy Stadium against these Miami Dolphins?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's very important for the coach to really establish his position, to establish what he's trying to accomplish here with the organization. I went through a couple of different coaching changes, and back in the 80s, I remember when Bud Carson came in, and I tell you what, I think his first game, we had to go to Pittsburgh, and I think we won 51-0. So hopefully we'll have the same result.
That's right.
This coming Sunday. But I feel real good about our new coaching staff. I think they got the guys prepared and ready to go. We just have to show up.
Bud Carson, the last Cleveland Browns coach to win his debut. So hopefully having Felix here will kind of tie that loop together, and we can make sure that Rob Judzinski gets that this Sunday.
Yeah, and again, the importance of a season opener, Felix, taking us back to your playing days. You had the pleasure of knowing what it was like to win one of those. Unfortunately for the Browns teams that have been here since 1999, only one in the 14 openers that have been played and none in the last eight. So that, unfortunately, gets piled on, that history, to
Absolutely.
A group that has had nothing to do with it, but they have to kind of carry that burden. So mentally, though, how do you see a team focusing? What does it take to kind of focus yourself right for that first game, balancing between its importance but knowing there are 15 other games after that?
Well, I think, it's all about execution. You just got to execute the game plan the coaches put out there for you, because they've been studying the Miami Dolphins probably since they've been hired. So they have a great game plan for them, and it is up to the players. If they can execute what the coaches are trying to get done, they will have some success. I like what they've done with Whedon. He seems like he's a lot more comfortable. He's making things happen. And, I believe this is his kind of, although it's his second year, it's kind of his, his
more of an offense. Yeah. And it's maker for sure. It's a prove-it year for him. But it's also, you see a greater comfort with him working within this scheme of Rod Chudzinski and North Turner.
And I think, we don't need a whole lot of points with the defense we have. So, you know, if we can get, you know, if we can get a minimum of 14 to 21 points a game, I think we get a good shot for every game that we're in, because I think our defense is awesome, and I don't think we're going to give up a lot of points.
As a defensive back, one of the things you do to play your position effectively is study the opposing quarterbacks. And you've seen Brandon Whedon last year kind of maybe miscast in that system. Now he's in the right system. What have you seen? What are the changes you've seen in Brandon Whedon that gives you confidence about him for the 2013 season?
Well, I just think comfort. I think comfort is the most important thing. And you know, from college to pro, it's a big jump. And with him and the system that he was in, I don't think that he was utilized correctly. You know, he's kind of the Brett Favre. He's kind of a guy that just kind of gets back there and fires it, and he can throw the ball downfield, and he's a shotgun kind of guy. And I think we got the coordinator and the head coach that can meet his needs, which will give him an opportunity to prove the reason why we drafted him so high.
We've got former Browns defensive back Felix Wright with us as we broadcast from the PNC Bank in Crocker, right across from Crocker Park on Crocker Road in Westlake. Vic Carucci here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. You know, Felix, you brought up Joe Hayden's name, and you said it. Anything on that side you're going to feel good about, you're going to feel is covered and that he handles it. Well, let's break down his game a little bit. This is year four for him. You've watched him closely over these last few years. He seems to me like a guy who is much more comfortable and confident with himself. I think he always had great belief in his skills, because yes, he should have, but I'm seeing a little more of a thinking player now,
right,
and a guy who's seeing a bigger picture than he did in his first few years.
I think leadership yeah, is his big part. He's definitely involved with the community. The people of Cleveland, I think, love Joe Hayden, and that plays a big part with his confidence. And I think he's always had the confidence coming from a big university of Florida.
Right.
You know, they come with confidence out of there.
Yeah.
And his great speed will just take care of a lot of the issues he has. If he ever gets out of position, he can always catch the guy. So when you have talent like that, all you got to do is just really study your opponent, know every move he makes in every position, where his alignment is. In certain alignments, he'll run certain routes. If he has that down, all he's got to do is just go out and be a football player and make plays. You know, his first couple of years, he knocked a lot of passes down. And I saw last year where he was, you know, making more plays. We got more interceptions. And I hope this year he comes up and I hope he leads the league in interceptions. I think that's what we need to do as defensive yeah, backs, is we need to create turnovers, which we haven't really done at our safety position. But that's the key, I think, in the defense. And as far as the defensive backs, is that we got to create turnovers. We got to intercept the ball. We got to get the ball back for our offense.
Make plays. And I see that. I don't know why. As I look at this game, I see those opportunities there, because I think of a couple of things. I think of Ryan Tannehill coming into this second-year quarterback like yeah, Brandon Whedon, but with a more limited college career. He only made those 19 starts in college. I think he's still kind of finding his way, and his protection could be an issue,
right,
and that's which plays into the strength of the Browns' pass rush. But the other aspect of this is Joe Hayden against Mike Wallace, and Joe Hayden has had some good history against Mike Wallace when Mike was with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
Now he's a Dolphin, and I would think the investment they made in that guy, that game plan is going to have Ryan Tannehill trying to take some shots,
oh, yeah,
and get the ball in that guy's hands.
Oh, yeah. And Wallace has got world-class speed.
Right.
So, Joe already knows that. And Joe can keep up with that guy. You know, with a guy like that, how you neutralize him is you get up on him in front of him and do the bump and run, and you make him run around you. And if he's got to run around you, you just disrupt the timing and
reroute him,
yeah,
you're saying.
You know, because hopefully we get a lot of pressure and he's not going to have a whole lot of time to sit back there and throw that deep ball, which is key.
Leon McFadden, knowing the Buster screen a little bit banged up, might have to play in this game against Miami. Missed some time in the preseason, looked a little bit shaky against Chicago. What advice would you give to a guy like Leon McFadden making his NFL debut, knowing that he's going to have to play a big role, it sounds like, right out of the gate?
Well, my speech to him in the pregame, I would just say, hey, you know, it's your position. You handle it. This is the reason why we drafted you. You know, just get out there and do what you do. Focus on the game plan, what we're trying to do. Stay within the confines of that. You don't have to do anything extra. And just don't let him get behind you.
Yeah, and which is easier said than done, right?
That's right.
Don't let him get behind you. Because for a young guy, confidence is so fragile, right, Felix? And you've got to expect that he's going to take some of those lumps. So does that factor into it? Do you even bring up the bad stuff with a young player just so he's ready for it mentally?
No, I don't think you bring that stuff up until it actually happens.
Okay.
And then, we are taught as defensive backs to have a short memory.
Right.
Because if you don't, they'll come right. They're gonna come at you until you stop them.
Sure.
So if he doesn't stop them, they're going to keep coming. So
right. That's
going to be their bread and butter. But like I said, hopefully we get enough pressure up front to where it's going to help out our defensive backs in the back.
One trend of this game I wanted to get your thought on. You've seen a lot more of the read pistol option stuff. Of course, part of me watched last night's game and said Peyton Manning reminded us all that it's still about the passer. It's still about a guy who's dropping back, and even though he's doing it at a quick pace,
right. He
doesn't have to run. He was making those throws with his arms. But we know there are several of those quarterbacks, and you've seen the game evolve. Your thoughts on how much more of that we think we can see in the National Football League?
Well, the National Football League has been for years a copycat league. So they're going to go with what, back when I was playing, the Bear defense. So everybody started doing the Bear defense.
Right.
And then, then Tony Genge came around and he had the successful, two deep defense,
yep,
cover two. And now, I hope that we as Browns, we can trust our corners and we can go back to the old way we used to do it, where you put those two corners out there, cover those two guys and just send the team, put the pressure on them. But, like I said, I feel comfortable with this year's team. In talking with a lot of people throughout the city, they're very excited about what's to come.
Sure. And the copycat, as you mentioned, this is really the NFL copying the college game in
yes.
so many respects. But I keep hearing it over and over again. They're gonna hit those quarterbacks who run.
Yes.
Not necessarily the DBs. I guess the DBs, though, got to do a couple of things, right? Watch your guy, but always make sure you're
yes.
turning your head back at some point.
Absolutely.
To know if the guy's running. All right. Well, Felix, thank you so much for joining
yes.
us. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Anytime.
He is former Browns defensive back Felix Wright. He is joining us here as we broadcast from the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Come on out and see us. We got a parking lot all set up with food and games, and Chomp's going to be by here. Felix will be around to sign autographs, whatever you want to do. Talk some football with him. Talk some football over here. Vic Carucci with you. Nathan Zagura back in the studio. We've got much more of CBD ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.